Well, live from the shores of Seneca Lake, we have our fellowship this morning. Please turn your Bibles to chapter 7 of Matthew. Chapter 7 of Matthew. We're nearing the ending of the Sermon on the Mount. I believe this is Sermon on the Mount teaching part 19 today. So we are in chapter 7, and our text for today will start in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. As we look at this, Jesus Christ has just finished, because this whole section started with therefore. So when we see the word therefore, of course, we ask the question. That's right. And it says, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in thy name, and in thy name we have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Then it says, we have this therefore. Therefore. And this wonderful, I guess you could call it a parable here, analogy. And it says that the person that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, where faith is not just a mentally assenting to an understanding, but it's true trust. It's true faith. Faith that encourages and results in doing, in living. Once I had a guy said, you know, how do you know when you've rightly divided God's word? And I, this wonderful guy, I knew better than to answer. And I said, what? And he said, when you live it. When you live it. And Jesus is showing here both people that are being referred to heard the word. They hear my word, hears my sayings of mine, and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And then the other fella, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. So both are referenced, both heard it, both heard the word. It's interesting, when you look in the Old Testament, the word for hear and the word for obey, it's the same word, Shema. The same word, it was understood when you hear the word of God that you would obey it, that you would do it. And Jesus is saying, that man that hears my word and does them shall be like the man that builds his house upon the rock. Both heard, both build a house. The difference being, the one heard his sayings, heard his word, and did them. The other did not. And then they built the house. It's interesting when we look at this. A lot of people love to hear the word. It's soothing to them. It's wonderful. I'd like you to stick your ribbon here, if you would. Stick your ribbon right here in Matthew chapter 7. And go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 33, if you would. Ezekiel 33. Kind of towards the middle of the Bible. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. I can see that's the well-worn part of our Bibles. Ezekiel was a mighty, wonderful prophet. So, in Ezekiel chapter 33, if you look at verse 30, when it says, "Also, thou son of man," usually when we hear the phrase "son of man," we're thinking of Jesus, but in this context, it's the prophet Ezekiel. "As thou, son of man, the children of thy people are still talking against or about thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, 'Come, I pray you, hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord.' And they come unto thee as people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear my words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." Look at verse 32. "For lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not." It's enjoyable. You go to church, we hear the word. And the point of hearing God's word is hearing to obey, hearing to do, hearing to do. If you go to Luke chapter 6, Luke chapter 6, this is another teaching that Jesus is teaching, and it's very similar. And the point is the same. If we look at verse 47, well, look at verse 46, it sets it all up. 46, Luke 6, 46. "And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock." You see a little bit more information on this one? Take some work, and he digged deep and laid his foundation for his house upon the rock. "And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth." What kind of foundation does he have? No foundation at all. Without a foundation. "Built a house upon the earth, and against the which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." It's not that sand is bad, but sand is not a foundation. It's not a foundation at all. So when we hear the words that Jesus is saying about this, he says, when you hear my words, have faith and do them. And do them. Why do you call me Lord and then you don't do my word? Why do you call me Lord? That's one of the first things we learn as Christians, you know, to confess with our mouth, Jesus is what? Lord. Why do you call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say? That doesn't mean we're not born again or anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? We look at this and it's like, it's destruction. It ends up badly. It's for those who just ascend to the Word of God, those who like the sound of it, those who don't really actually trust in it. In the days when we need to lean upon that Word of God, what will it be unto them? No foundation whatsoever. That's why it's so important. And Jesus wants His followers to hear His Word, to obey them, to be His followers, His subjects, so to speak, that He is our Lord, our good and mighty and giving and loving and sacrificing Lord that we have. It's so wonderful. If you turn your Bibles to the book of James, what was it, a couple years ago? Two, three, four now years ago, maybe? It was quite a while ago. We did the whole book of James. If you would go to the book of James, Hebrews, James. My pages are a little damp here. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. And then it says, deceiving your own selves. Deceiving or delusional. Oh yeah, God, me and God are like this. I trust in God, but when it comes to His Word, be doers of the Word. And it says, verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what in his deed? Blessed in his deed. Isn't that something? Look at chapter 2. Fast forward. Chapter 2. Verse 17. James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well, the devils also believe, and they tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Do you remember that? How God said, sacrifice your son here. And Abraham went ahead and did it, but why did he do it? God said so, and he believed that God would raise him from the dead. He believed in the resurrection. If Abraham was promised that the seed would come out of Isaac, the promised seed would come out of Isaac, if he was to sacrifice Isaac, what must God do for that seed to come? Raise him up. And when Abraham, you can go to Genesis and you can see this. And when Abraham, he was in the motion when God stopped him. In the motion. He wasn't going. I mean, he was in the motion. And you know what God says? He goes, now I know thou fearest God. Now I know. Now God knows everything. But Abraham proved not only to God, but to himself that he feared God and obeyed God. Isn't it just so wonderful? So when we look at this section, you know, we used to sing that little song, you know, that the rock is Christ. But as we see in this, the rock is the words of Jesus believed and acted upon. The words of Jesus, these sayings of Jesus believed, trusted in, and acted upon. That man's house will stand the storms of life. That man's house will survive. That man's house will endure. And it's much more than just a physical thing that we build in this physical realm right now. We're building it. We're building it. Every day we trust God. Every day we believe His word's important enough for us to grasp, to look at, to want to know, to want to live. We're building that foundation in our lives. And it'll be real. And in the times where we really need to lean on that foundation, when it comes to those times, it'll be there. It'll be there for us, and it'll be sure. And that's what Jesus is saying. Don't lean on something false. Well, you know, I go to church. That ought to be good enough. What? Well, my mom and dad, they've been Christians their whole life. That ought to be good enough. Well, Uncle Jim and I, we're like this. That ought to be good enough. What's good enough? Hearing His sayings and doing them on our own, from the heart, for real, trusting in Him. Blessed. Those works, blessed that man shall be in his deed. So this morning, that's like the last teaching portion of this great Sermon on the Mount, that we've learned so much of Jesus' heart concerning the ways of the kingdom, proclaiming the kingdom, Him being the King Himself. This is how He ends it. You can imagine He's sitting there in the posture of a rabbi. He's sitting there, right? The Sermon on the Mount. And He's sharing all these things. This has been like 19 weeks we've been looking at it. And He's sharing all this word to them. And He's like, don't just be a hearer of this word. Be a doer of it. May it be so real in your hearts that you can trust it to the point of living it, acting upon it. Not just a mental thing that we can occupy in our brain and say we know of it, but that we live it. And we do it, and that's what Jesus is exhorting. After that whole long teaching, all those beautiful truths, that's what He's saying. Don't just be a hearer. Be a doer. And then that will liken you as the wise man that built his house, that dig deep, that built that foundation in faith and in trust and in living and in doing. Amen? Amen. Amen.